third team foul. Bannex ball, 90 feet from their hoop, left side of your radio. Tommy Renaud bringing up the ball.
Again, Vass is going after the rebounds. It's just amazing. Gonna have to put a body on him.
To the right wing to John Messing. Back up to Morneau. 5 minutes remain in the first half, 11-9, and we have a whistle and a 30-second timeout. Mason to Mark Krug's effort. He's a little fired up and is not pleased with his team's effort right now.
What are you going to do? You know, he probably should be sending a couple kids through. Instead of putting Morneau at the point right now, he probably was wanting to put him on the wing and just go ahead and cut him all the way through along with another guard. I didn't see if Mark Messing was out there. No, he's not. So see what kind of a defense that that Vassar is employing right now. Because it doesn't look like a conventional defense. It's kind of hard to go ahead and predict what it is unless you go ahead and start moving some players and watching what the matchups do.
Well, they put a man about 5 feet this side of the three-point arc to head off the point guard.
Well, if
then,
they don't,
then it's almost a – it's nearly like a box in one with a slave a trap. John Messing to Clark Brady, top of the key to the free throw line. Back to John Messing, right wing to Morneau. Screen from Ryan Husky, available to the left. Morneau not taking it yet. To the right wing to John Messing, down to Sutton in the right blocks. Turns, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Lamont Morrison.
It's a good shot.
Vassar cleaning up on the boards tonight. They have 8 to Bad Axe's 3. 4.5 to play in the second. Bad Axe 11, Vassar 9. Right wing, Amond with the ball against Clark Brady. Skip pass to the left. Wing to Keller for 3, no good. Rebound, Morneau. And here come the hatchets. Morneau, top of the key. Thought about pulling up and instead over to the right wing to Sutton with 16-foot jump shot is good.
This is a post player.
Andrew Sutton with a long two. Gives Bannex their largest lead of the night. 13-9, up by 4 with 4:02 left in the first half. Left wing to Jonah Keller. Down to the right block to Pavlinski. He can't hang on to it. Bad Axe ball. Officials still talking about it.
Looks like democracy is going to work on this one. Although their tiebreaker is not there. It's going to be...
Congress is definitely in session.
Our official nearest to us, he doesn't want any part of that.
They're going to give it a jump ball, which will give the ball to Vassar. Your officials tonight, Nathan Haig, Tim Walters, and Marty Snover.
Yeah, no matter how much Mark Krug is disagreeing with this, it is the proper call.
He's giving him a solid 5-inch advantage and giving him an earful.
I think Coach wanted to be the fourth official out there.
I think so. He probably had the best angle, actually.
And the 700 people on the stands.
Tyler Humphrey back in the ball game into the corner to Fabro. Jonah Keller, right wing, starts his dribble. 3:40 left in the first half, and we have a pass that goes right out of bounds. Bad Axe ball.
That was a heck of a play by Ryan Halesky. Somehow he got away with the fact that he deflected the ball, and I couldn't tell if Morrison touched it last or not. But Ryan was pretty sure that he wasn't the last one, and he was calling it and giving the officials a little bit of help there. And Bad Axe ball. Time Morneau bringing it up.
Robbie Atwood checks in and replaces Jonah Keller. Morneau for 3, no good. Rebound, Andrew Sutton. And back out to Morneau for the 16-footer jump shot. This one's an air ball. And Ryan Halesky keeps us alive. Clark Brady, and it's finally stolen by Lamont Morrison. But then Ryan Halesky steals it away from him. Morneau, top of the key. And there's a 3, no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a whistle. And we are going to the Vassar side of the court. It's going to be a push against Bad Axe. And that is the 7th team foul against Bad Axe in the first against Ryan Halesky.
But being the 7th, looks like we're going to be shooting bonus.
We are going to walk the length of the court and send number 22, Colton Fabro, to the line for at least one free throw. Fabro on the season is 58% from the charity stripe, 36 of 62 entering tonight. 3:13 left in the second, 13-9, Bad Axe by 4, and he misses the front end of a 1-1.
But Drew, he had his body on Lamont Morrison this time, and there was no second chances for Vassar. Tommy Morneau with the ball attacking.
Right wing, John Messing. Into the corner, Clark Brady for the 17-foot jump shot. Who gets it? Wow. Clark Brady with 2 points. 6-point lead, 15-9.
Clark Brady has to be the most improved, well, one of the most improved players that we've seen this year. He is really coming out here and contributing.
Top of the key to number 5, Logan Amond. To the right wing, number 22, Colton Fabro. Down to the baseline for an easy layup. No contest even. Fabro pulls Vassar within 4 points, 15-11. Bad Axe with the lead. And Morneau's pass is nearly stolen by Morrison. He hangs on to it. Andrew Sutton, right wing, skip past the left corner. Wide open, Ryan Hlusky, the baseline. Back out to John Messing for three. Great ball movement from Bad Axe, but Clark Brady gets the rebound. And last touched by a black jersey Bad Axe ball when all said and done.
Ryan Hlusky had the ball exactly where Bad Axe wanted it. It was right underneath the hoop, but he was facing the wrong way. And all he had to do was pivot, and it would have been taken too much time, and they would have stolen the ball. It was a nice play by Ryan Hlusky.
Looked like an old-fashioned arcade pinball passing that ball around. We're left wing, Morneau against three black jerseys. John Messing now with the ball. Nowhere to go, gives it back to Morneau, top of the key. Andrew Sutton gives him a screen, jump shot inside the arc. The floater's good. For Tommy Morneau, he has 7 points.
That looked easy.
17-11, Bad Axe by 6, a minute 45 in front of halftime.
Robbie Atwood is bringing the ball up now. Takes around the wing. Lost the ball, lost the handle of it.
And Bad Axe gets possession back.
Tommy Morneau bringing the ball up.
Morneau to John Messing, left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line in the right corner to Hlusky. Back out John Messing, right wing. And now he retreats with his dribble.
Double team.
Being trapped and feeds it to Morneau with a behind-the-back pass.
That was dangerous pass.
Back to John Messing for three. No. Rebound, Clark Brady to keep the possession alive. Morneau for three. No. Rebound, still loose. And we have a jump ball and possession Bad Axe.
This is where the possession arrow really makes the difference right now. May have got messed up on that earlier call, but that one could have been a foul on Drew. But both have held it at the same time, and then that was very good officiating. And made the call, and Bad Axe ball underneath the hoop because this is, they're taking, what, three team fouls on the Vassar Vulcans.
Yoda Keller and Zach Shepard check in for Vassar. Humpert sits down as well as Robbie Atwood. Bad Axe with the ball. John Messing dribbling with less than a minute to play, 55 seconds. Morneau to the right wing. On the court for Bad Axe. Tommy Morneau dribbling. John Messing, Clark Brady at the left wing. Ryan Hlusky in the left corner and Andrew Sutton in the right corner. 43 seconds left in the first half. 17-11, Bad Axe by 6. That ties their largest lead of the night.
Yona Keller is just staying his ground. He is making sure that he's guarding Tommy Morneau. Looks like we're playing for the last shot with 27 seconds to go. And Vassar is not pushing the action right now as far as they're supposed to be coming out to show defense. Here he comes out now.
Morneau dribbling with 15 seconds left. This Hatchet team's a team that scores on average 60 points. They're at 17. Morneau with 7 seconds left. And the pass was a little tipped, and we have a jump ball. This will give it back to Vassar with 2.7 seconds left. Not exactly how they expected that one to go down, and nor did we.
No, not at all.
That's the third turnover for Bad Axe tonight.
Credit to the defense for Vassar. Vassar does play good defense.
2.7 seconds left. Lamont Morrison throws it in, and it didn't touch anyone.
And here's the beauty of it.
Bad Axe will get the ball right where he threw it in.
Exactly, and that's going to be in Bad Axe's front court, so 2.7 seconds to go. The Hatchets should get off a pretty good shot on this last play of the first half, leading 17-11.
John Messing inbounding. Morneau into the corner, gets the pass, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled.
Well, Vassar has fouls to give, and so it's going to be underneath the basket.
Yona Keller with his first foul of the night, team's fourth. Clark Brady will get the honors of inbounding the ball underneath his own hoop, right side of your radio with 1.5 seconds left in the first half.
So here comes your best out-of-bounds play.
Morneau gets it, throws it up, and does not fall. We've reached halftime with Bad Axe leading 17-11. over the Vassar Vulcans on the WLEW Sports Network, your Hartwood home for high school hoops.